Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey, what's going on, friends? How are you? Oh my gosh, we meet again. What's going on? Hey, Daisy, what are you doing, honey? Lay down. Oh my gosh, friends, thank you for being part of this, the live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Today, comes to you from TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Okay, so if you got a family member and you want to do something a little bit different for a get-together, maybe some workplace team building or something like that, TC Paintball is what you need to think about. This is a unique experience that everybody will have so much fun. And probably the biggest thing that keeps people from trying something like TC Paintball is like, oh, God, it's going to hurt. It's going to stink. Look, okay, if you're that much of a wuss, gals or guys, you can buy all the requisite armor. You can even armor your fingers, for God's sake. I actually have a pair of gloves with the armor on it because hand shots do hurt. There is no question. Especially you're holding that gun around the corner. Your skin's all tight on the gun. And then all of a sudden, whammo, one hits. Ooh, yeah, that does hurt. My point is, you can be completely protected, and boy, are you going to have fun. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. They've been a sponsor of mine for so many years. You know, it goes back to, like, after I got fired from Free Beer in February of 2016, Rick from TC Paintball said, oh, yeah, hang up a banner behind you, and I'll give you a handful of nickels. And I go, all right, sounds good. And it's been going great since. So thank you so much to Rick and the folks at TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Also, key sponsor of the show, one of my latest, in fact, is F45 Byron Center. All right, F45 is a training workout place where you go there and then you see your friends and then you all of a sudden you do this 45-minute workout. It's a real lung burner, taxing your cardio system And not only that, but all of the strength building, weight bearing exercises to make you strong, ripped, lean, and mean. Ladies and guys, F45 in the beautiful community of Byron Center, Michigan, right where the family fair is. If you need more information, you want to work out for free, you go to F45training.com/Byron Center and you sign up. Now, some of you might be like, "Ah, Zane, what's going on, man? Michigan's just taking a hit with being shut down again." And I'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, I know, but that's not going to be like that forever, for God's sake. Know that we will make it through this. And then when it comes time, you got to get to working out at F45 Byron Center. Working out all day long. You got the weekend hours. Yeah, they have everything you need at F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. The website again is F45training.com/Byron Center. This show comes to you each and every weekday at about this time from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. On your mark, get set, and go!
Hello, this is Rick from TC Paintball. You've tuned in to The Eric Zane Show. Listen in while slapping a knee or through gritted teeth. Hear all of Eric's opinions, even the correct ones.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you, buddy. Baldwin Ace Hardware, the oasis of DIY awesomeness in the Northland. Thank you so much. When you go up north for, deer hunting, whatever it is, drop by Baldwin Ace Hardware. Help them out by shopping there. Shop local. Don't buy it at the big box store and then bring it up to your deer camp, for God's sake. I don't even know when deer hunting season is. It might be over, as far as I know. Let's see. Firearms deer season, Michigan. I have never, ever done that. When is firearms hunting deer season in Michigan? You know, you would think that if you would look that up just the way I did, that it would just pop right up and say, it starts on this date and it goes to this date. Archery, October 1st to November 14th. Firearm season is right now, like it started yesterday, for God's sake. All right, well, there you go. Now I know. God, man, I'm telling you, I can just imagine myself hunting, one of you guys taking me out into the woods, me sitting there before the sun comes up, waiting, you know. I got my hand warmers in there, all my gear, all my appropriate gear, and then I'm sitting there waiting, and if I ever saw a deer, they go, "Oh, I'd shoot it." I'd go, "I can't do it." And God forbid if I actually did shoot it, oh, I would be just ruined. I do not have the right stuff to do that. No way. No way, no how. You do it. I almost started crying earlier during the weekend. Madison calls up. She goes, "Oh my God, what? You won't believe what I just did." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "I just ran over a skunk." And I'm like, "Oh God." And she actually felt bad about that too, but she hit a damn skunk. Oh my God. Well, folks, welcome in. Here we go. Another round of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I like to do it each and every weekday. As I said, there is a live element for it on Patreon. I'm sorry, on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane Fan Page. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid brings you that. In fact, Irvine sponsors O'Neill and Bruce, who are sitting off camera right now. And Daisy's kind of commandeered the couch. They like get sick and tired of her being a bully. But thank you to everybody who's watching on Facebook. Welcome. YouTube brought to you by F45 Training Byron Center. Thank you. Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Search that out. Please follow along. Subscribe to the channel. And then on Twitter, a Blue Frost IT Periscope video at Eric Zane Show on Twitter. I'm on Instagram as well. Brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Everybody gets a sponsor. You got the money, I got a place for you. I can promise you that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Here we set up shop because with a weird scenario, and it has to do with the pandemic. It is it just puts us in a spot of weirdness and flux, I guess. Okay, some of you so pissed off My God. And then you add this in with Trump saying, you know, I'm not going to, we will, I concede nothing, rigged election. All of these things kind of kick up the silt up the water, you know, and it kind of murkies things. So just stay calm. That's all I can tell you. Relax. Today, some good news, bad news on the virus front as states and communities lock down. Okay. I will discuss that. Plus, more positive, but I should say more positive vaccine news breaking just this morning. We're going back to another set of stories. This is almost like 6-7 months ago. More weirdo stories of nooses, swastikas, and canceling. Oh, boy. I'll discuss this with you. Fuck. Holy shit. We need to check in with Kenny in Nashville to see if he has fulfilled his end of the bargain. I'm calling it the 2020 Kenny Take a Walk Challenge. Can we get Kenny to do his part to stop being such a fat ass? We'll get caught up. A furious bride has let her dressmaker have it with a strongly worded email or Facebook post or something like that. She had a huge problem with the wedding gown. Was it justified? I'll tell you the story and I'll let you decide if you think this is justified or not. All right. I am putting behind us an incredibly energizing weekend of just laying as low as possible. Okay. We are days away from travel to California for the great kidney giveaway. It is right now the 16th of November. On the 29th of November, we jump on a plane, Diana and myself, for the kidney donation. All I got to do is not get sick. So I'm just kind of locking it down as best I can and just waiting it out. We are so freaking close. Thank you to all of you who have offered up words of encouragement. And I am extremely excited about this. Jacqueline was like, Dad, are you nervous? I go, No, not really. If I am, it's all nervous energy. I know God's got this. I actually went to reconciliation or confession over the weekend. I'm trying to do that more and more these days. I tell you, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more religious. You ever notice that? You see old folks who may not have been religious when they were younger, but then as they get older, Ray Wiley Hubbard said some get religious when they see the light, others when they feel the heat. I'm not feeling the heat, so I don't know what the hell it is, but I go to confession. I sit down in front of Father Colin and I confess my sins. And for the first time in a long time, my list of sins is not that long. The big one I said was, I go, I used the Lord's name in vain several times in the past week, Father. And so if I go to confession each week, it keeps me more on the right path, I'm learning. So I'm like, well, I got to go back. So I tell Father Colin my sins. And then the word on the street is that I am going to get anointing of the sick. And that is one of the sacraments. Okay. Like if you're ill and you're about to kick the bucket, a priest, if you're Catholic, a priest will come in and anoint you. Okay. Anointing of the sick. I've never had to do it before. I've never been sick. He goes, yes, we're going to, Eric, for the kidney thing, we're going to anoint you. And I go, well, I'm not sick. He goes, it doesn't matter. You can do it for surgery too. So he's got like a handbook of things that you can do. And I go, okay, well, when? He goes, okay, well, you're leaving on the 29th. We'll do it on the 28th. I go, all right, sounds good. So I'm going to get anointed. Off we go. Today I have I'm in a really, really good mood, and part of it has to do with the success of my chili that was made over the weekend, fed the masses here at the Eric Zane Show podcast household. God, I gotta, man, if I wasn't spread so thin, I would bust out this video of making this thing. But I added another element to it, to the chili, and that was steak. All right. Ground beef chili is great, and I did have ground beef chili. I did have ground beef in the chili, 1 pound of ground beef. But I made a double batch, and in the second batch, well, it's all one batch. I just double it. But instead of putting 2 pounds of ground beef, you take a pound of ground beef and a pound of steak. Now, it's got to be steak that's kind of tough to begin with. So I guess, I don't know, a chuck steak, you know, the stuff that they grind up to make in a hamburger. It's a tough part of the shoulder on the cow, all right? And you get like a pound of that, and it's got fat all over it. It's marbleized. You got to trim the fat before you do anything. You get this big piece of chuck steak, and you got to cut all the fat off. Throw that shit away, all right? Then the meat, it needs to be cut small. You don't want big chunks of meat dominating the spoon when you put it, because it's just going to be a big, gnarly chunk of steak. It's got to be bite-sized, damn it. The key is the cut. You got to cut those things in little teeny tiny cubes, like, I don't know, half inch by half inch, if you can imagine. Brown that shit up with the onions and the garlic, and then that goes into the chili, and then when you... When the chili is on low or like low heat, whatever, on your crock pot or stovetop, whatever it may be, man, it stews it and it gets so tender, okay? 5-6 hours on the chili, anything more than that, that steak is going to turn into mush. You got to be careful. You can't overcook it, man. And then, boom, unleash it to the masses. My chili is the best, and here's why. Because you put it in your mouth and there is no burning sensation. It's sweet until the actual chili, when you swallow, hits the back of your throat. Doesn't burn your tongue. Doesn't burn the roof of your mouth with the spices. Just enough heat on the back end to get your attention and go, oh, okay, yes. So it's a taste explosion, man. I'm telling you, my chili is the absolute best. Made everybody so happy. But that's not the only reason why I'm in a terrific, terrific mood today. Zaniac Tim. He has gotten very, very good at this kind of like arts and crafts thing he does with various, I don't know, vinyls and lettering. And he can decorate a water bottle and Christmas ornaments and stuff like that. And I guess Diana ordered some Christmas ornaments from the dude, and he's a good friend of ours. He brought them over, but with it, he brought this over. He brought over a couple of T-shirts that I am going to have to get put on, and then the guy who I'm donating the kidney to, he is going to have to put it on, and we're going to have to take, like, you ever see, like, that couple at Disney World that has like his and her T-shirts, corny ass T-shirts. Not that this is corny, but you know what I'm talking about. And they look the same, and they say something that one has to do with the other. All right, this one, you can't see it on the audio podcast wherever you download podcasts, but it's a green shirt. It says kidney donor with a picture of kidneys, because who wouldn't want a piece of this? Okay. So I would wear that standing next to dude, and he's going to hear this because he listens to the podcast. He loves you, by the way. Thanks you for all your thoughts. Kidney recipient with like a recycle logo. That might be a copyright infringement there. With kidneys on each part of the recycle emblem, assembled with recycled parts. All right, so there you go. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. That was very, very kind of you. But that's not it. That's not all, I should say. I've been talking about this for a while. And when someone annoys me or bums me out, whether it be someone in the house, someone in the news, a friend of ours in the audience, you're all friends, they would be known as the asshole of the day. And I'm holding up a sign here that says that. Let's see. I want to make sure you can see it on the, you can see it. It's beautiful. it just pops off the screen there. It is a bent over set of ass cheeks, which it looks like it's like there's could be a camel toe there or balls. It's really androgynous in a weird way. It's not accurate. And then the actual puckered butthole with my logo on it, asshole of the day. Now, I then get dry erase marker and put the name across the top of the ass. I do not have a dry erase marker with me right this minute, so if somebody does it today, I would have to owe them their name on this. Very, very cool. Thank you. That's how we will get started. Excellent. Well done. All right. So that, over the weekend, and so Sunday happens. Now, I didn't do much of any damn thing over the weekend. Maybe a trip to Aldi for chili supplies. Maybe a trip to Meijer. But then I started hearing rumblings that Michigan was going to be put into a different scenario, a little bit of a adjustment period. I hate to say a difficult spot. I mean, it is difficult for some, but I try to keep positive on these things. I'll get to that in a little bit. But I did have the Lions to look forward to as well. But I didn't really when I'm watching football these days. I try not to let the Lions get in the way of things that I want to do on the weekend. And that kind of I think that that's fair. You know, these guys have broken our hearts so many damn times. And boy, a different scenario over the weekend as we were set up for probably the biggest Lions collapse that we'd ever seen. It's been nothing but a heartache for the longest time. This year was kind of weird because at some point they were like 3-3, but they've lost their last two. So they're 3-5 going into this game where they take on the Washington football team, which, by the way, last week I said Washington Redskins, my mistake. Washington stinks. They're 2-6 on the year. The Lions are 3-5. They've shown at times that they've been all right. Like, I think that the Lions, of the shitty teams, they've been one of the better shitty teams. Okay? Made that very clear many times. So they're 3-5 going into this game, but the Lions are sticking it to them this game. And near the end of the third quarter, the Lions are up 24-3. They've kind of been leaning on them, and Washington can't get anything right. They're going with that quarterback, the guy who broke one of his sticks a couple of years ago, Alex Smith, who's a great, great story. Broke his leg in half. He almost lost the leg. Could have died because of an infection that went along with it, but they put him back together like Humpty Dumpty, and he's a quarterback in the NFL because, if you remember, Washington's quarterback got leg whipped by Julius Peppers, and his twig snapped in half just the other weekend. So you get another guy who's recovered from a broken leg, Alex Smith. He's a quarterback now. Last week he did pretty well, Alex Smith, for the Washington football team, and he was doing pretty well for them yesterday too, but they didn't really have anything to show for it. Well, then all of a sudden, sure as shit, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, they scored a touchdown to make it 24-10. And then the fourth quarter happens, and Lions don't do shit with the ball. And Washington gets two more touchdowns. Oh, my God. They're tied at 24. Son of a bitch. So the Lions, though, they get the ball back with 6-7 minutes on the clock. And it's tied at 24. And they're doing things right. They're kind of moving down the field slowly and trying to keep the ball in bounds. Because what you don't want to do is do the old Todd Gurley and score too soon. to give the other team time or move down the field too soon with just a field goal and get only a field goal for them to rush down and score a touchdown on your ass. You definitely don't want that. So there was one point when that rookie for the Lions, I forget his name, Swift, something like that, he steps out of bounds. And it's like, oh, shit, what are you doing, you dumb fuck? Come on. Well, the Lions end up, the drive ends up stalling, and they end up getting a field goal out of it. Matt Prater kicks it, and they're up 27-24, but there's plenty of time. Sure enough, Washington goes down the field, and they tie it up. 27-27. You're thinking, ah, this is it, man. It's going to overtime. But the Lions have timeouts and 16 seconds. And Matt Stafford, who's a bitch in these scenarios. He's really good at it. Son of a gun. So the Lions are marching down the field, kind of. And then I think there was an incompletion or something like that. And Stafford, though, gets hit. It was a late hit. You see, Washington's shittier than the Lions. So these two teams are both really shitty, but Washington definitely has more shittiness in them. And because of that, some idiot, it's remarkable. I mean, it should have been the end of the play. Stafford throws the ball incomplete, and that's pretty much going to do it for regulation. This jackass takes like three or four steps and body slams Stafford, who goes flying to the ground. You can't touch a quarterback like that. It's a 15-yard penalty. Lions are back in business. Stafford drills one over the middle of the field, and dude catches it like the 40, and then the Lions call their last timeout. There's time enough for one more play, and that is a field goal attempt by this guy, Matt Prater, who ever since he quit drinking, he can kick the ball like 400 yards. And so this is a long-ass field goal, and he knocks the shit out of it. It would have been good from 69 yards. He made it a 59-yard field goal. The butt-fuck Washington football team, they're the shittier of the two shitty teams, and the Lions win. Son of a bitch. They go to 4-5. Now, I picked them to only get 4 wins this year, so that means they're going to have to lose their next 7 to be able to have, and they just might, my God. Jeez. Holy cow. 4-5 now, Washington, they suck. Holy crap. How can they pop? They come all that way back and then fuck it up, man. Jesus. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Did I hold on a second. Yeah, no, here it is. This had to have driven Stu McAllister crazy. Stu is a huge Buffalo Bills fan, and they're 7-2 on the year. They've been great, and they're in Arizona, and they're leading by like, I don't know, 3 or 4 points over Arizona. And the final play of the game, Kyler Murray for Arizona, he's flushed out of the pocket. He's running around like an idiot, you know, and then he just throws it as far as he can down the field, and this happens, son of a bitch.
Shotgun. Murray, out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield. It is. Oh, it's caught! It is caught! DeAndre Hopkins! Miraculous! It's Murray magic!
Oh, shit. Hey, Siri. Call Stu McAllister on speaker.
Calling Stu McAllister, mobile on speaker.
Oh, man. If we get him to pick up, my God, he's probably still weeping over this one. Holy shit. Stu actually, he recently made a purchase. It was a big couch cover that goes over his couch. I saw he posted it on social media of like the Buffalo Bills logo. And, he is like a super fan of the team. I can just imagine him watching that and the life getting sucked out of him as the Bills fuck it up. What? Now, here's the thing. DeAndre Hopkins of Arizona, he had 4 dudes surrounding him. And somehow goes up and does his Calvin Johnson move and boom, right there. You know how hard that is to do? Oh, my God. Catching a football, first of all, hurts. Okay? especially when you catch it the way he caught it, right in his hands like that. Oh, my God, the skill here. And he's just getting molested as the dude goes up to catch the ball. One guy's got his foot up his ass. Another guy's, you know, hitting him in the throat. I mean, he's just getting hammered. And he's surrounded by dudes, and he still manages the catch. Cardinals win. Stews, Bills lose. Oh, my God. That's a gut punch right there. That is the open of this podcast. Thank you for being here and enjoying it with me. I have several sponsors in this free podcast that makes it a thing. This is my everyday job, as you know. First off, hello to A&E Heating and Cooling. What's up, Joe Martinez? You are a good man. Hey, when you coming to do my freaking furnace? I need a tune-up. I screwed that up. I think they were banging on the door one day, and I was in the backyard raking leaves. A&E Heating and Cooling, it's just $79 to get that furnace tuned up right now. And you should do that once a year. So do that because, you know, he can troubleshoot any problems that might be or predict how much life you have in your furnace because basically every year you're minus one. And once it gets to a certain point, you got to replace that thing. If that does happen, he's going to do that for you as well. He utilizes the Comfort Maker brand of furnaces and air conditioners. And if you go with a brand new furnace install, you're going to get a $250 rebate from my friends at, or from his friends, I should say, at DTE. A&E Heating and Cooling, the lowest price around. Don't believe me? Go ahead and get a couple of estimates and then get Joe's last, and he will beat the price of the other two. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Okay? Hold on a second. Let me leave Stu a message here. Hey, Siri. Text Stu McAllister.
What do you want to say?
Hey, fucko. ... I want to talk to you about the Bills screwing up that game against Arizona. Period. Call me. Bye. Period.
Your message to Stu says, hey, fucker. I want to talk to you about the Bills screwing up that game against Arizona. Call me by. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, it's sent.
My virtual assistant. Kent County Health Department says, oh boy, yeah, we know numbers are through the roof and we want you to be safe. So what they have in place is four COVID testing stations. If you want more information about where to go, if you're in the Kent County, Michigan area, accesskent.com/health. It has been a slog in 2020, as we all know, and they're doing their best to try to make it as accommodating as possible to help you out for any needs that you might have through the Kent County Health Department. Your kids still do need vaccinations if you are interested in any of that, measles, mumps, rubella, and the like. Reach out to the Kent County Health Department, and you can get that for free if you qualify. Again, accesskent.com/health is their web address. If you're down on your luck and money is tight, that sounds like a Springsteen song, you can utilize the WIC program. You might as well swallow your pride and take advantage of that. You pay into it while you're working, so that's set up for you. Reach out to the Kent County Health Department for all the information about how you can take advantage of the WIC program so that everybody stays fed during these difficult times. A reminder from the Kent County Health Department. Okay, I'm not going to avoid it in any way, shape, or form. You know I never do. Michigan is locked down somewhat again. The governor of Michigan is able to do this through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And some of you are like, well, wait a minute, now I shouldn't have the power to do that. Well, you're right. That was struck down by the state Supreme Court, but she is utilizing that other organization to be able to get this done. And that has some of you so pissed off. I totally understand. I really do. But here's what's going on right now. Starting on Wednesday, here in Michigan, and this is also happening in several spots throughout the country right now, but there are specifics as to what's happening. Like it or not, this is what's going on. What is open? First of all, they don't want anything more than, like if you were to get together for Thanksgiving, they don't want anything more than two households together. I don't know how they police that, but that's what it says. Also open, hair, salons, barbershops, other personal services. Gyms and pools for individual exercise. Small outdoor gatherings, 25 people. I don't know who's going to go outside now. It's kind of cold, but retail is still open. Preschool through eighth grade. We're going to come back to that. Child care is open. Manufacturing, construction, other work that is impossible to do remotely is open. Public transit is open. Healthcare is open. Funerals, 25 people or less. Parks and outdoor recreation, open. Professional sports without spectators, open. Restaurants and bars, outdoor dining, takeout, and delivery only are open. More on that in a second. Closed. High schools, in-person learning. Folks are like, why are the high schools closed and the other schools open? I don't know. I have no idea. But some have speculated that older kids are more of spreaders than younger kids. Other people have speculated that families with younger kids would have a more difficult time getting their kids in getting like child care for them. I don't know. These are all things that people have thrown out in various Facebook comments. Theaters, movie theaters, stadiums and arenas are all locked down. Nope, not open. Screwed right in the butthole again. Donnie Veltman, bowling centers, not open. Ice skating rinks, indoor water parks. Colleges and universities, they're online now. Workplaces when work can be done from home. Those are, you know what I wonder? I wonder if my old pals at the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, because they can work from home. They're also considered essential because the broadcast. I wonder what they do. I know that on LAV, they are working remotely right now. And by the way, it sounds really good. You can't tell. Gates is doing the show from his trailer and his trailer house. And Michelle is up north way in the UP, locked down like with her dad or something. And Travis is in the studio. Hey, guess what's closed? Bingo halls, casinos, and arcades. Who goes to the arcade? Restaurants and bars for indoor dining, not happening. Group fitness classes paused. Organized sports, except professional sports, are paused. So now when this happens, you get the usual, why this but not this? Why this but not this? I have no idea. I don't have any knowledge. I don't know why it is, why they do what they do. And she doesn't really say, this is why we're doing it. Excuse me. So that's kind of on everybody's brain because it hit at about 6 o'clock last night that Michigan is kind of in this lockdown mode again, and it starts Wednesday, apparently for 3 weeks. But who knows what will happen after that. I wish you all well. I don't have any answers, nor do I wish to, light anybody up over this. If you are upset by this, I am not the guy to say you're wrong or you're right or anything like that. I understand. I understand from both sides. I just hope you take care of yourselves and you're okay. There is a little bit of good news concerning this virus, and that was, as of this morning, another pharmaceutical company, this one known as Moderna, which I swear to God on a stack of Bibles, when it was March, I had read that Moderna was one of these companies that was actively pursuing working one of the pharmaceutical companies doing its thing, and I made a call to a guy I know who is involved in like retirement funds and things like that. Now, that's a guy who takes your money and like tries to invest it and diversify it in any way, shape, or form so that you're protected based on the ups and downs of the economy, you know, or the stock market. And I go, well, why don't we take a bunch of money and throw it at Moderna? And he goes, No, we don't. That isn't smart. People who are trying to do what I'm trying to do don't do that. It isn't like a fucking casino that you throw money at it. Well, son of a bitch, I would have been right again, because Moderna is going to jump like crazy today because, you know, remember Pfizer had a vaccine that came back as 90% effective. Moderna is showing 94.5% effectiveness. They tested, I think it was 30,000 people with the vaccine. 30,000 people volunteered. So what they do is this. You get all these people, and then you have the vaccine that they worked on, Moderna, and then they introduce it to the people via a shot, and then they expose them to coronavirus after the shot gets into their system. And it so if you had 100 people that were exposed to it, 94 and a half of them were protected. That is remarkably awesome. That is great, great news. And I am now fully on board with taking a vaccine for me and mine. I'll encourage my my family to do that. But I am absolutely going to take that vaccine. You realize that the flu vaccine that we get now every year, that is like 50% effective. And that's like, oh, God, give me the flu shot. Can you imagine 94.5% effective? That is excellent, excellent news. This vaccine is a little bit more durable as well, I was reading. It does not need to be in a deep, deep freeze, which helps get it out to the masses. They made it differently. It doesn't need to. It can just be stored in a standard refrigerator, unlike Pfizer. So now everybody's like, ah, fuck Pfizer, man. Let's go with Moderna. So now what they do is they wait for emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Okay, so in this release that they just said, the phase 3 trial met all the statistical criteria with a vaccine efficacy of 94.5% during early analysis. That included the 95 participants with confirmed cases of COVID-19. However, vaccine specialists caution these numbers are not set in stone. Both estimates could increase or decrease as the respective trials continue, and the vaccines may ultimately prove to work better in some groups than in others. Excuse me. All right. Hope I don't have it now. I've been coughing a little. Damn it. Are you like me? As soon as you start coughing, you're like, oh, God, this is the big one. I got it. The company said it plans to seek emergency approval in the coming weeks, and they're saying December. This is incredible. That puts them roughly on track, along with Pfizer, for limited authorization. Moderna is expected to have 20 million doses to go along with Pfizer's 50 million for global distribution before more can be made in 2021. Old folks, frontline workers are going to get this jammed into them. And then, and only then, will we start to turn the corner. So I guess all I can say from my meager little place above my garage, hang on. Hang on. Pray. Keep a positive attitude. Don't sit there and get frustrated, as Jocko would say. Don't get all panicked. Just take it easy. I know this sucks. I know some of you are like, oh, fuck, as of Wednesday, I don't have nothing to do for I have no way of making an income. Okay. All right. I get it. That is terrible. Use your time coming up with a plan for you and yours. You can do this. You got this. You can make it through. Please. I'm really honestly thinking about you. And I hate that we are all struggling. But the fact of the matter is, you're smart. You'll figure it out. I would suggest working hard to come up with something else to make your way through this. Buy yourself some time to keep your family as solvent as possible. I don't recommend taking your time bitching and moaning. That's all I'll say about this. To me, that's a waste of time, and you're wasting time doing that, and that can hurt you. All right. There are more constructive ways to take care of your family than sitting there bitching, is all I'll say. All right. Thanks again to my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm not done yet. I got to talk about this. This guy, this pain in the ass. And it kind of ties in with what I was just saying. I don't think it's going to do anybody any good to sit around and bitch and protest and get cold and act like an asshole. I understand that you're mad, but I think that as long as you can control what you can control and work on that and that only, you will be happier in the long run. That being said, as Trump continues to kind of twist in the wind, and did you see that deal over the weekend where he wrote, he won, referring to Biden, and then everyone said, well, look, he just said he won, and Trump went, oh, God, it's not what I meant. I concede nothing, and he was furious, and I tell you what, now it's to the point where I think the media is just fucking with him and saying things just to see how much he will spin out on things. So, yeah, it is what it is. It seems more and more that this is he's just spinning his wheels as judge after judge slams the door on any of the challenges that he has made. Make no mistake, if there are challenges that need to be made and they are proven to be founded, I definitely want those explored, but it doesn't seem to be happening right now. Then there's this guy who is Dr. Scott Atlas, who is part of Trump's White House coronavirus task force. I think him choosing these words is causing some trouble because, especially in Michigan, where people are pissed off. And though, you know, I'm sitting there telling you, hey, you might want to just relax and try not to get too pissed off and waste your time protesting and shit like that, that is going to happen. And this guy, though, is inciting them to do that. And this is not good. Scott Atlas tweeted out that Michigan, after this just happened last night, he tweeted out that Michigan needs to rise up. Quote, the only way this stops is if people rise up. You get what you accept. Hashtag freedom matters. Hashtag step up. Okay, so a lot of people are saying, well, fucking rise up. That's like telling people to take up arms. And that's what a lot of people are going to take that as. The people, you know, the people that I'm talking about, the people that would go to Lansing for the Ted Nugent cosplay conventions with their long guns and all that bullshit, that's going to happen again. Hang on. Because assholes like this guy tell you to rise up. And, he right away followed up with, no, I wasn't meaning that. It's like, well, what do you expect? Okay. That's what people are going to take that as. I mean, I don't think that the guy who's on the Trump task force and is pissed off that Michigan is doing what they're doing and says, rise up. I'm guessing he doesn't mean rise up and, rake your leaves or hustle to make ends meet. He's suggesting that they rise up and revolt. That's exactly what this dumb son of a bitch said. And he had to go back and say, no, that isn't what I meant. But, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel responded saying, quote, this statement is disappointing, irresponsible, and the reason why the U.S. finds itself in such desperate circumstances regarding COVID-19. I look forward to a new federal administration that works cooperatively with our state government to protect Michigan residents. Boy, it's true. Trump is going out with a bang. There is no question. Let's see. A patriot is one who protects America from its enemies, Dana Nessel writes. Now, this might piss some of you off. Both foreign and domestic, COVID-19 is the enemy, not each other. Stop pitting Americans against each other and start supporting policies proven to be effectively to fight the virus. Well, that doesn't necessarily work for some people because they're like, they don't believe what other people believe. And I understand that. I'm not indicting you in regards to that. So Stu McAllister says, new job. Sorry, man. Oh, crap. ... I forgot about that. Period. Break a leg. Have a good day. Period. Sorry about your dumb bills. Period. It says dumbbells. dumb Bills. All right. That's about it. So kind of soapboxy, I guess, a little bit, but not really. I mean, there's nothing that can be done about this. 3 weeks and then maybe more. Hopefully things will ease up for you, and hopefully you stay safe. I apologize that you have to. I feel bad for you that you have to go through this. I mean, we're all going through the same damn thing. Man, I just hope and pray that this vaccine takes hold quickly enough, and we can start to see this turn around. I knew they'd lose if they threw a Hail Mary. I feel like a Lions fan. Oh, my God. That was incredible. Hey, don't forget about me on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I have tons of content that goes up there every week. I just dropped another episode of the Lost Zane recordings from WBBL. You got the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that's there every week. Once a week, I do that. And, of course, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, Dale's going to take on Bobby from Indiana tomorrow. Bobby's a lady. B-O-B-B-I. That'll be fun. You got the Insane Asylum, my music radio show on Q100 in Northern Michigan. I make that available for you on Patreon also. And what am I forgetting? Lost Zane Recording, Smarter Than, Ben and Eric Patreon. Oh, the Patreon bonus podcast. That is every day when this free podcast gets done. My show is not done. I've got the Patreon bonus for you, okay? If you want in on Patreon, try it for just a month, okay? It's only $5 or $10 a month. You sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane, and you keep the lights on for the Eric Zane Show podcast household. Thank you so much. You don't like it? Hell, you'll know after a week. After a week, you'll say, oh, fuck, this guy sucks. You can cancel it right there, and then the month rides out, and then it just goes away. But if you like it, keep it. If not, no big deal. I'm just happy that you enjoy the free podcast. Thank you for your time. All right. The auto repair facility in West Michigan of choice is Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. Update on the dog sweaters. They have been delivered to the seamstress. That would be Jen Belgraf. And I had a meeting with her yesterday. It was part of my to-do list. And they're being made as we speak. They sponsor O'Neill and Bruce, Irvine's Auto Repair and Grand Rapids Hybrid in West Michigan. Call 616-532-6600 for any automotive issues with your domestic, Asian, or European vehicle. Thank you for supporting the sponsors. Their website is irvines.com. If you're in West Michigan, they're really in a great spot, too. Along 44th Street, three blocks just east of US 131, the side street is called Stafford. You can find them online again, irvines.com. Thank you. Sometime very soon, I'm going to have a guy on the podcast. It's going to be a video podcast via Zoom. And occasionally I like to do this, bring my sponsors on, basically just to introduce you to them, and then you can know what the hell is up. It kind of like feeds this whole small town mentality of the podcast. You know, this whole grassroots vibe that I have. And grassroots here is kind of a pun, because the latest company that I'm going to do this with is Forever Lawn West Michigan. Synthetic grass. Residential, commercial. Okay? This is incredible. Their website is foreverlawn.com/WMI. Their company is working to install synthetic grass both on a commercial setting and in residential. Now, residential, I'm like, really? Seriously? He goes, yeah, dude, you won't believe it. More and more people are actually ripping up their lawns and putting in synthetic materials, okay? It looks as good as anything. It looks better than your my grass. It's got yellow spots all over it where Daisy pees on. It looks like shit. Then you got to... Oh, God, it's seriously a pain in the ass. Can you imagine having lawn that looks perfect all year round, no maintenance? If you're thinking about new construction or something like that, try this, okay? At least bang on their door and see what they have to offer. Again, their website is foreverlawn.com/WMI or call John Jenkins at 616-258-6450. 616-258-6450. Maybe you love golf. You finally want a putting green. You can install that. Bocce ball, which, by the way, very underrated game. Love bocce ball. You can do it all. And if you're on, like, maybe you have a residential or a commercial setting, maybe a dog kennel or something like that. These guys have all these different types of synthetic grass that they can install within your budget. ForeverLawn.com/WMI. 616-258-6450. There they are right there. Over my shoulder. You're like, well, Zane, it's an audio podcast. I can't see what you're talking about. I know, but there is some video to it. Relax. Hang on. Okay. Man. All right. Where are we here? I have no idea. Okay. I this is bumming me out because it's kind of happening again. You remember the story about Bubba Wallace, the race car driver, and the garage at the racetrack had like a rope, and you could pull the door down by grabbing the rope, and the rope had a big loop on the end and resembled a noose. And, well, all hell broke loose, man. It was just a shit show. And then, you know, whatever. He says, no, that was a noose. And people are like, it wasn't a noose. It was just a rope pull, and it wasn't. It was horribly disappointing, in my opinion. There was no noose there. It was a huge deal about it. I remember NASCAR had this gigantic production of Unity and just a fucking crazy-ass thing. So NASCAR is all about image these days, okay? And all right, I get that. I understand you want to make the sport viable to as many different groups of people as possible. So that's why when the Kyle Larson thing hit, I mean, that was a huge problem. Now, where the Bubba Wallace thing was like, I don't know if necessarily somebody had any bad intentions with that rope pull. In fact, I don't think that anybody had any bad intentions with that rope pull. I think that that was a narrative that was fit into that to make it seem like something it wasn't. That's just my opinion. The Kyle Larson thing, very, very bad. Kyle Larson said the N-word while playing a stinking video game and got in big, big trouble. And, you know, his recovery from that and losing the Chip Ganassi job, getting the Hendricks job now, and he's been absolved of any wrongdoing, and he's back at it. That is incredible. I cannot believe he pulled that off. Shit, I still can't believe that. But he did. He fixed it. But this one. So NASCAR is like all about if you fuck up and do anything sideways, you're going to get in. There's deep, deep trouble to pay. They are definitely going to respond. You will get their attention if anything seems strange. NASCAR driver by the name of Josh Raome is out. He's suspended after this incident. Boy, what could have possibly have caused this? In some instances, it's kind of an old story. It's a few days old, but some of you don't know. But well, he was suspended because he displayed a swastika. Now, if you say it just like that, you're like, well, God, there's no getting around this. I mean, swastika, that's right up there with noose. You can't display a swastika. Man, I wish I could see it, and I haven't been able to see it. If you have the picture, if any of you have the picture of what I'm about to describe to you, send it to me, but I can't find it. Now, I didn't do that exhaustive of a search for it, but I did do a little bit of a search of the swastika that he displayed for the world on Snapchat. Send it to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. It's difficult for me at times to get up the to be thinking about the email, but I will be thinking about it this time. I try to focus on the show. So it's, I know in the past I've said, send me email so I can read them on the show, but that's a little bit difficult to do these days because there's so much going on the show. Okay, so Rayom posts a swastika on Snapchat. This is what he said. What happened was I made a toaster strudel. You know, the frozen deal, you put it in the toaster, pops up, and it's time to eat, right? No. Josh Rayom's words. Made a toaster strudel. I put the icing on it. I put the icing on, you know, you cut the little thingy, and then it's like you can, it's like you're decorating, you squeeze the deal, okay, and it's on there. I put icing on it arbitrarily. I can, now that this has become such a significant thing in my life, everything is crystal clear now in what I was thinking. I was mindlessly putting icing on a toaster strudel, thinking about how I was going to arrange to get my daughter to daycare in the morning, because that's my responsibility, and I was flying out to Phoenix the next day. I finished the toaster strudel. I took a picture. I wrote, snack time, and posted it to my Snapchat. Hold on a minute. Why? Why would you do this? Why would you? Okay, maybe this is innocent. I would like to think it is. But you should be suspended because you're posting the snap that says snack time, you fucking asshole. Quit it. And I posted it to my Snapchat, which I had no idea was even more than my immediate friends group. He claims that he thought it was private. It's not under my name, to my knowledge. I don't know what that means. Now, shame on me for maybe not fully understanding Snapchat, but I don't care to get on social media in the immediate future. But somebody, obviously screenshotted it or did something with it and pushed it to NASCAR. I don't know what the image looks like. So he put the icing on, and it was made to look like a swastika. And then he posted the thing on Snapchat, and then now he's suspended. Oh, man. He owns a team in the truck series, and that's where he drives, in the truck series, but still part of NASCAR, and he is suspended. He violated the NASCAR social media policy, and he says it was unintentional. Rayom apologized for his actions and said there was not a bone in my body that had an intent of doing that. But his explanation feels a little flimsy, according to the Yahoo Sports article. I don't know about that. How was his mind too preoccupied with family stuff to pay attention to how he was icing his strudel? Well, I think that can be. Yet clear enough to remember to post a picture of the strudel with the allegedly unintentional icing swastika to Snapchat. So these guys aren't so sure about it. I cannot imagine, though, why anybody who's got so much to lose, knowing that the bar has been set that NASCAR does not take this shit lightly, I just don't believe it. Nobody could be that dumb to intentionally post a swastika with toaster strudel for the world to see. No one. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. You know, with Kyle Larson, he didn't realize there was people listening to him at the time. He thought it was like muted when he said it. At least he's got that excuse. I thought I was muted when I said the N-word with a hard R. Oh, my God. I should, okay. Blue State Rob said he emailed the strudel pic. This will help me. This will help me in deciding what's up with what here. All right. So did Red State Dirk. Boy. That is quite a swastika. Oh, man. It's really deliberate, son of a bitch. Oh, my God, you asshole. Okay. Son of a gun. It's really, really particular and perfect. It is. It's if Adolf Hitler were alive today, he would be like, man, that is really, it's like you are so good with your confections, with our symbol of oppression and racism and anti-Semiticness. Holy cow. Damn it. Oh, it's so difficult. I can just, oh God. Hey Siri. Call Rob Blue State on speaker.
Calling Rob Blue State on speaker.
I'm going to call you, Dirk, as well. See if this falls along party lines. Okay.
What up?
So, what do you think?
Deliberate or not deliberate?
Yeah.
Deliberate. What? You can't. It's got 90-degree angles. I mean, how could not be?
Why? Why, though? I think that's what kind of brings me back around to. I mean, with so much to lose, knowing you're in an organization that if you even think about anything like this, you're in big trouble. How? Yeah. How?
I think the only thing I can think of is that, Snapchat deletes your photo after a short amount of time or whatever you post, and maybe he was thinking that no one would screenshot it and that he's a nobody. And
yeah,
I don't know. I really don't know what.
Yeah,
how he could have been that stupid.
It's really well done. I mean, in terms of accuracy, it is. I mean, you could hold straight, I mean, a ruler to that. And I think that his whole thing, well, I was in a rush, so I wasn't thinking. And there's no way he had to take his time doing that.
Yeah, you don't, like I said, you don't, it's geometrically perfect. You can't do that if you're in a rush. You just kind of like, if you're in a, that's the kind of other kind of rush that, you know, I won't even go into details, but I mean, that's the other kind of rush you're in, and you just squirt all over the damn thing.
Oh. No, I get exactly what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I wasn't, until I saw it, I was like, there's no way. Then I saw the painstaking effort that he put into making this fucking thing. What an asshole.
Agreed.
Son of a bitch. All right, that's it. I'm going to go get a couple other points of view on this, okay?
Yeah, will do.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
See ya. Hey, Siri. Call Red State Dirk on speaker.
Calling Red State Dirk on speaker.
See, we got the blue state side of this and the red state side of this. I think I know how this is going to go.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Okay, first of all, how are you right now? Did you sleep okay last night?
Yeah, sleeping all right. I just coughing a lot. The voice is kind of gone from that.
Folks don't know, Red State Dirk has been, I think, 18 days now of since a confirmed case of COVID.
Yep.
And
it has wiped the snot out of me.
Yeah. Do you, are you okay? Are you like stable? Are you doing okay? I mean,
yeah, I'm doing fine. Like Saturday, I woke up, felt better than I have in a couple of weeks. Yesterday I woke up and just completely fatigued and exhausted. And, so far I'm hanging in there right now. I'm actually logged into work, working a bit. So, I work from home remotely, so
yeah.
I can do that. So, hanging in there so far.
Okay, buddy. All right, you sent me the pic of the swastika, and I just said, what do you think here?
Dude, like Rob just said, man, when you're in a hurry, you just splooge that stuff on. there's deliberacy in drawing boxes and squares and 90-degree angles.
Yeah, I tend to agree. This is a oh my God, what an idiot.
Yeah, this is like the day I cooked with an open flame on the Hindenburg. What the hell are you thinking, dude?
And then you add the Hindenburg reference.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's a Nazi aircraft. Well, it applies. It's like the toaster strudel is the Hindenburg, and you're seeing the Nazi symbol on the side of it go up in flames. What an idiot!
Well, there's just some level of genius that is so far removed in today's social, you know, in today's social landscape, you just don't do anything like that, especially if you're in any kind of public eye.
This was a deliberate thing. I believe that now. I didn't want to believe it at first. In fact, I started this discussion with, I'm sure that he didn't mean it, but it's too deliberate. It's too deliberate.
Yeah, no, I just went on Twitter while I was looking at those pictures. I sent you two. One looked like it was on a plate, and somebody said that one was somebody said it was Photoshopped or something. But like I said, the article I sent you, it looked like that may have been the real one.
Wait a minute.
But yeah.
So we're not sure?
Well, I sent you a picture in text, I think.
Okay, I see it. And then, in fact, I got someone else who followed up with the tarantula farmer sent me the toaster strudel as the picture appeared, and
good.
And it's a perfect swastika.
yeah. Somebody's not thinking about his own career or his longevity.
Again, I was fired for making fun of Joel's pants.
Seems fair.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep you. Sorry that you're feeling so shitty. I hope you feel better soon. Okay, buddy?
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Steve.
That's Red State Dirk. Just reading. This is why I try to keep the show moving and not look at the email. But Shelley... Zaniac Shelley posted a video to TikTok, and it's been viewed like 2.5 million times. That's just the simplest thing. Sorry, I just got distracted. 2.5 million times, my God. I'm happy with 100 views on anything. All right. So, yeah, I guess, man. I guess this idiot decided to do that. What a dumb, dumb thing. I've got a similar story going around, and It's remarkable that we have to go back to this. It's remarkable that people like Josh Rayom would do something like that. It's remarkable that you can have a business like a Cracker Barrel and have nooses, what appear to be nooses, hanging from the ceiling. It's a decor item. And this is at a Cracker Barrel in Connecticut. And, man, it's rolling downhill fast. Somebody noticed that there was some nooses on the ceiling. And what they were a knotted rope displayed near other objects that were also suspended in the air from the ceiling. And it's been there for years. Quote, the decor item, an antique soldering iron. You know, you got shit hanging off this, a bike, a lamp, whatever, old stuff at any Cracker Barrel, part of the landscape of the place. Our East Windsor store, it had an antique soldering iron with an original wrapped cord in our East Windsor store. It should have been noticed and corrected before ever being displayed, and it has since been removed. And, it looks, it's kind of tough to see, but I'll link it up for you to check it out on your own. But all it took was for somebody to tweet it. Some dude tweeted out, someone at Cracker Barrel in East Windsor needs to explain why there are nooses on the ceiling, and it looks like a noose. Shit, come on, man. Oh, God. Now, here's the difference between if there is a point to that, if there's something to do with that, I mean, if it actually is the cord and it's just wrapped that certain way, all right, that just an explanation, I think, should do it. The cord on the garage for Bubba Wallace, I don't necessarily think that was a noose either. I guess it's in the eyes of whoever is seeing the damn thing. But they had to apologize for it. And hopefully the damage is done. Yeah, Cracker Barrel is not fighting this in any way. They're saying they're sorry. The antique electric soldering iron has an original wrap cord that should not have been displayed. We removed the item from the store. Many thanks to the guests who notified us so we could correct our error. And to me, that should be it, you know? This person said, I've seen the apology and I don't accept it. This person shared a video of the display, told NBC News Thursday, I feel like they made an excuse instead of acknowledging that it was a noose and it was placed in the store with a lapse in judgment. Yeah, you know, it's weird because even just in the last story, I'm like, no way, no way. But then you see it, it's like, oh, fuck, how could it not be? Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right. Hey, I'd love you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. So if you download it from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Stitcher, if you could, subscribe to it, rate it, and review it. That would be excellent. I would love you to do that. Thank you so much if you do that. And, yeah, there you go. If you listen to the podcast or get it via audio sources, that is what I am asking you to do. I have a managed IT service provider for the Eric St. Show podcast. They are Blue Frost IT. Thank you so much. They're working on my laptop right now, and that's going to come in handy very soon because Diana will be teaching virtually as a parapro very soon. Holy crap. Thank you, Blue Frost IT. I was talking with Alan. He's like, do you realize you have a ton of dog hair actually inside of this laptop? And I go, well, that's an old laptop, and I have a lot of dogs. So, yes, that does not surprise me at all. So he was all grossed out. I'm like, shut up, clean it. All right, I don't want to hear it. He's putting a solid state hard drive into that laptop for me, which I've talked about many, many times on the show. So I'll be telling you firsthand how much better that old laptop is going to be performing. If you need that service, or if that's just for anybody, you don't have to have a business to have that taken care of. That breathes new life into old computers. And if your business needs IT support, Blue Frost IT is the authority. In West Michigan, Blue Frost IT, call them at 616-200-8550. An actual mom and pop where they pick up the phone and say, Blue Frost IT, how can I help you? It's that level of service, okay? You've got your boots on the ground working with you to keep your tech running the way it should be at Blue Frost IT. Again, 616-200-8550. All right. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage is the mortgage people of choice on the show. NMLS number 3035. Their number is 231-332-6505. It's a great time to get a mortgage. It seems to always be a great time to get a mortgage. The rates are low right now. And whether you've done this many, many times in the past and you have a great credit score, of course, Mario takes care of you in that regard. That'll be a very painless process. And even some of you folks who have a little bit more of a tricky scenario, first-time home buyer, first-time mortgage, maybe divorce, bankruptcy, yeah, I mean, that's not easy. Mario can take care of all of that for you. Quit giving your money to a landlord. Use that money to go towards your own home. 231-332-6505. Trust me on this. Just call. Call and talk to them. It's all you got to do. Other than the 10 minutes it takes to call him, doesn't cost you anything. Let him work his magic on you. 231-332-6505. And do call on more than one mortgage pro, whoever they may be. Mario's going to win every time. Trust me. Okay. The week ended with a stupid, stupid scenario of all of you audience members banding together, trying to get a show punching bag Kenny to get off of his ass and walk. Because, you know, every like handful of months, I get him reaching out to me. Hey, man, I got the blues. What is it, Kenny? Man. I'm just feeling a little down in the dumps, man. Well, Kenny, I want you to get out and go outside and take a walk. It's you'll feel better. And you're gonna, you know, your body's gonna respond to that. Exercise is great for your soul. I want you to get out and go get a walk, and it's gonna make you more healthy in the long run. I can't, man. I can't. Why? Because, man, there's stuff going on. Oh, like what? I got clean the screens of my stand-up video games. Oh my god. Well, hey, I know, but Kenny, but I don't know. But quit worrying about the video games for 30 minutes. And but the Mandalorian's a new season's coming out of Mandalorian. Come on, say, hey, oh my god, what we gonna do? What we gonna do? Yeah, I know, Kenny. It's on demand, Disney Plus. You can just watch it anytime you want. No big deal. Just go out and watch it while you're taking a walk. What do you mean? How could I possibly do that? Kenny, you're making this worse than it seems, buddy. Just go and quit overreacting. Just go out and walk for 30 minutes. I can't, man. It's impossible. There's no possible way I could possibly go out in 75 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful dry day in Tennessee and go for a walk. It's impossible. The conditions are too dire. So I've been trying to get Kenny to get out and take a walk. Friday, I called his ass again, and he tried the same old shit. I'll do it if you watch The Mandalorian, which is just so stupid. He thinks I'm not going to watch it so that he can get out. I go, all right, I'll watch a damn thing. So, sure enough, Friday, I watched it. I watched episode 6 called The Prisoner. Season 1, episode 6 is called The Prisoner. It has Bill Burr making an appearance on this one. And so I watched this stupid fucking show. And I hate Baby Yoda. And Kenny's like, hey, do you know, dummy, that that's not really Yoda? Because this takes place after The Empire Strikes Back, dumbass. And so there's no possible way that could actually be Yoda, okay? It's the same species. It's character known as child. I know. I can't stand the character. What are you talking about? What? Yeah, dude, it's just, it's dumb. It's a silly animatronic. It looks so fake. It looks like a Jim Henson's hand is up its ass, the puppet. It's just, it's bad. It just looks. What do you have any idea how expensive those animatronics are? Cost thousands, millions of dollars to operate that thing. It's incredible. It's so lifelike. I'm like, Kenny, I'm not gonna dispute whether or not Baby Yoda or the child or whatever the fuck you call it looks okay. Whatever. I watched the dumb episode. Bill Burr. Oh God. Bill Burr on The Mandalorian is so out of place. It's this character where he's trying to be all cute and tough guy, and it's just awful. Absolutely cannot believe they cast Bill Burr in an episode of The Mandalorian. I'm not going to spoil anything on the episode if you are watching that shit show, but I watched it. I did what I was supposed to do. So did Kenny go and walk, and he did actually go and walk. He said, hey, man, he shot a video, and he's chugging along. He goes, I told you I'd be done before midnight. It's 10:30 right here in Tennessee, and he shot a video of it. He's taking a walk, and he just did a snap of his little Fitbit, and he got in over a mile. So I was so proud of him. I'm very, very happy. So then I reach back out to his ass, and I go, okay, take Saturday off. Don't walk. Do your things that you normally do. Stare at walls, masturbate, play Ms. Pac-Man, watch a Mandalorian again. And then Sunday, you got to walk. Well, you got to watch more of The Mandalorian. Yeah, I will. I will. I'll watch The Mandalorian. Incoming. Hey, Siri. Call Hardcore Kenny on speaker.
Calling Hardcore Kenny on speaker.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, you sound excellent.
Well, I don't sound anything like you're making me sound.
Well, Kenny, you know, it seemed like you went kicking and screaming to that first walk, but you did get it done. Congratulations.
Yeah, it'd been in my head since, a week before. So
when you finished the walk, there, even for a brief moment, there was a feeling of accomplishment, correct?
Well, yeah, but it was also like, holy crap, I've let myself get to this point where walking a stupid mile slowly is this extreme.
Well, it takes a long time to get out of shape, so it's going to take a little while to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's how you look at it. It's just, you know, just like...
This year hasn't helped at all, because working from home and DoorDash...
Oh, that, yeah, I know. I mean, everybody has excuses, and that is an excuse, you know.
Well, I mean, it's, you can call it that, but that's reality. This year has, I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation.
What are you talking about? Are you telling me that because you're at home and because you have the ability to order food to your house, that's,
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's an excuse. You could very easily just, you know, work from home and, I don't know, buy appropriate food. And I don't know, prepare, and then don't eat like an asshole.
Oh yeah, I just got lazy, man.
There you go. Now that's all you say. That's it. So Kenny, you owe a walk. Did you do it on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
You just did. I am so happy. Was it okay? So you had a Friday walk. You took a day off, and then the Sunday walk. Was there any physical soreness or anything you had to deal with?
Oh yeah, that was still kind of. So I didn't walk as fast or anything.
That's okay.
But, yeah.
In fact, do not increase your distance for at least 1 week. Now listen, after 1 week, you can increase your distance by 10%. So if you are walking a mile every other day, just in the next week, each walk would be 1.10 miles. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you do any more than that, you run a risk of tendonitis and injury, and then you're fucked. So trust me on this.
Every week, walk every other day and add 10% on top of every other week.
Yeah. So, you know, you're slowly increasing. This is going to take some time. Trust me on this. And I get in these arguments with my wife all the time because she has physical maladies all the time, and I try to talk her through it, but she won't listen to me. And I said to her, I go, you realize I've got a 4-year degree in exercise science. I went to school for this. And she's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're a fucking idiot. Fuck you. And I'm like, okay, fine. I have no clue what I'm talking about. Just do that. Nothing major. Keep the car in between the lines, those walks every other day, and then in a month, we'll talk. All you got to do.
I can do that.
Yeah, baby steps. So, don't even worry about your diet right now. Go ahead and eat Taco Bell. I don't care. Just we'll worry about that later.
Well, the number one thing I changed years ago when I lost a lot of weight was just no caffeinated drinks. And water.
That's a start. If you can pull that off now, that's great. But again, we're asking, we this is going to take some time. This is going to take like 50 years.
No.
Okay. So I had a little mini review of The Mandalorian, Kenny. I started watching another episode last night. You're kind of getting me hooked, so I'll be all caught up before you know it, and then we can talk about more your nerd shit, okay?
Well, you should, man. I mean, there's a lot of buzz about it right now.
I know. You're right. I will do that. I promise you. Just keep walking, okay?
You're so obsessed with Bill Burr being on one episode. Oh, I don't even remember.
He's terrible. The guy stinks.
All right. I didn't even know that he was on there, so that's kind of funny.
All right. I appreciate you. I love you, and take care of yourself. Please be safe.
All right, man. Appreciate you, too, man. Love you, too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, later.
There you go. Oh, man, that is music to my ears right there. I love that. Honestly, I didn't think he. I thought it was going to be like this. Hey, Kenny. So how did walk number two go? Well, mate, you won't believe it. It was a bad, bad day. What happened? Well, wait. Somehow my phone called DoorDash 6 times, and then 8 a.m. man, KFC's banging on my door. What am I gonna do? 10:30, man. Holy shit! Fazoli's comes a knocking, man. I had some Stromboli like you wouldn't believe. And I took a dump at noon, man. 2:15. Oh my God! Popeye's chicken roll. What am I gonna do? And then, you know, that the whole day. But no, he did it. He crushed it. Well done, Kenny. The Kenny Take a Walk Challenge is officially a thing. We could make shirts that say "Keep Walking, Kenny." I am, by the way, Zaniac Chris said, "Hey Zane, do you have any gear for sale? Any shirts?" I go, "No, I don't have anything," but I've been meaning to do it. So I did start. I'm way putting the cart before the horse, but there's a lot of things that have to happen in order to make the T-shirts happen. But I am working on it right now. Will they be ready for Christmas? Probably not. I'm just a realist here. All right. Thank you, Kenny. Hang in there, buddy. Okay, here we are. It is cold out and in this part of the country. So everybody's, in fact, you're growing indoors all over the place. And Horizon Hydroponics wants to make sure that you have everything you need to grow indoors. Now, for some of you, I'm talking about people who do grow as a hobby things other than cannabis indoors. I don't know anybody who does that. I know a lot of people who grow cannabis indoors. And in Michigan, this is the place to be. Holy shit, do they love pot here in Michigan. You can grow a lot of it. Grow it to your heart's content here in Michigan. Horizon Hydroponics wants to make sure that your plants are healthy and you have all the knowledge you need to do the right thing for no matter what you're growing indoors. Horizen, horizonhydroponics.com. Go there, anywhere in the USA, and buy their stuff. Orders $250 and over, shipping is free. Use the coupon code ZANESHOW at checkout. Save 10%. Don't know what to buy? Call the number on the website. Somebody's going to pick it up. He's going to be in a really good mood, probably eating something while he's talking to you. And you're going to ask for the advice, and they're going to give it to you. And then you'll have the knowledge to make an informed decision on your purchase. It's that simple. Or if you're in West Michigan or Kalamazoo or Lansing, you can go to any one of the brick-and-mortar stores on Alpine and Grand Rapids. Byron Center has the Growers Outlet. Kalamazoo and Lansing. And, of course, they have curbside pickup. Just call ahead and take care of it that way. Last but certainly not least on the day is the marketing gurus over at Stellafly. S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-L-L-A Fly, StellaFly.com. What they do is they work with your business, and you're like, you know, I don't have any time to like do anything to market my business. I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm only worried about doing what I do to get my products out. StellaFly, can you help me with the social media aspect of this? It's like having your own social media director, okay? And then they say, okay, well, what do you have going? Well, we got Facebook. Well, okay, I'll show you how to manipulate that so that you get the most bang for your buck on Facebook. They have all of their things at their disposal, tools to make your business stand out from the crowd when it comes to that cluttered environment of getting whatever it is you're pitching out to social media. StellaFly.com is your marketing company. Reach out to them, StellaFly.com. Thank you. That is run by the multi-talented Zaniac Laura, friend of the show. Wonderful, wonderful soul. Loved by many throughout West Michigan and beyond. Saw the shit going on with Trump. Trump's like, oh, fuck it. This is a rigged election. You had all these people protesting out in the street. And then And then on the left, Antifa shows up at night in D.C. and they start kicking ass. There's a fucking fight between the red staters and the blue staters. It's like all going on. I was like, oh, shit, everything's terrible. Oh, my God. You got so many people. In fact, people listening to the show right now who are like, there is no way in hell Biden won the election fair and square. There are people that believe that. I don't necessarily want to go down the road of calling you a dipshit. I won't. But I will say that I don't think that anything weird happened in this election. I think that this was a completely legit election, and that's just how I feel. And it's really going to make for some drama, though, when it comes to the inauguration, or if Trump has to be anywhere where Biden would be at any one point. You know, I mean, like if Jimmy Carter kicks the bucket, is Trump going to go to the funeral? And if he is, you know, you want to sit him right next to Biden. I mean, that would be just to see that. It would be incredible. There is some great drama that is coming based on Trump not being willing to concede the election. OK, but this one, this guy, he is a legislator from Mississippi. He's in Congress, who must have been drunk tweeting or something like that. State representative. Okay, so he's of state government. So he's in the state of Mississippi. He floated the idea. Price Wallace, he said Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, should secede from the union. Of course, he spelled secede, S-U-C-C-E-E-D. That is incorrect. We should secede from the union. With this coming in response to a Twitter thread from fellow GOP state representative Robert Foster. The usual legal votes, illegal votes. Oh, God, holy shit, this is terrible. Contest the election. You know, this going on and on and on as it has been. And this guy's saying we should secede from the union. So apparently he had a change of heart, though, or at least he was no longer drunk. Because he then turned around and responded, and first he deleted the tweet, and then he wrote, we need to, after that, he apologized for the comment, tweeting, I truly love the USA and Mississippi and would never support any idea of seceding from the union. This is the guy who said, we need to secede from the union. Then he turned, that's like that scene from the Chappelle show when he was doing fucking Rick James and fuck your couch. Fuck your couch. I never put my feet on Eddie's couch. Fuck your couch. Oh, my God. Wallace later apologized for the comment. I love the USA. Then he says, I am sorry for my comment. It was inappropriate and in no way represents the will of my constituents or myself. He tweeted, I humbly ask for forgiveness for my poor lack of judgment. Well, it sounds like he's kind of owning it there. All right. I that's not a bad apology. I've seen worse. I wish he would have followed it up, though, with what was really going on. I was shit-faced and drunk at the time and pissed off, and I think that the election is rigged, so that's why I said that. That, I think, would have been okay, and I think people would have, yeah, all right, yeah, you know, whatever. He was hammered. He loves Trump. So, all right. At the end of the day, they're not. Can you imagine if he stuck to his guns? Yeah, we need to secede from the union. The first thing that's going to happen is all funding is going to be gone from the schools. Okay? Oh, my God. Probably a bad idea. Folks, follow me on Twitter at Eric Zane Show. YouTube, search Eric Zane Show. Instagram, I'm there. Eric Zane Show, all one word. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. You guys are all amazing. I really, really encourage you to be aware of your surroundings to keep you safe and healthy. The last thing I want is anyone to get sick. Okay. Take a breath. We're going to be okay. Remember, you're alive. You got some fight in you, as Jocko said. Good. Hey, boss. The pandemic's everywhere. Good. More time to be close to one another. I don't know. Find the silver lining is what he's trying to say there. You can do it. You got a brain. We'll be all right. Thank you so much, folks. We'll talk to you down the road. If you have any comments on the show, leave them either in the comments of the Facebook Live video or send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the show. whether you think it sucks shit, whether you like it, whatever it may be, send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.